It's Tuesday, January 28, 2025.
I do have to say FEMA is a big disappointment. We had it working well. We had great people, but FEMA is not good anymore.
Donald Trump weaponizes disaster, calls for dismantling FEMA. First rain in months helps douse Los Angeles fires. Plus,
everybody's lived experience is the same. Traffic in Midtown is dramatically down.
New York City's congestion pricing is working.
So there's that. All of those stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate. In other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice.
Awesome. Like I can now. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
So Desi Doyen, no matter how many times he says it, there is still no EV mandate.
I know.
But I'm glad he stopped it. What do you have for us today?
Well, first, good news. A slow-moving storm brought much-needed rain to extremely dry, wildfire-stricken Southern California over the weekend. The first rain in 8 months helped firefighters. They've nearly completely contained 2 major deadly fires. But the storm also triggered a handful of mudslides and debris flows in burn areas. City officials are also working to prevent fire-related contaminants from entering the drinking water supply.
But hey, we had some rain. Stop complaining.
As Bloomberg News reports, quote, Los Angeles has never needed FEMA more. But late last week, in a visit to L.A., climate denier President Donald Trump threatened the existence of the critical disaster agency, even as FEMA workers are assisting tens of thousands of Americans displaced by the L.A. fires, last year's hurricanes in North Carolina and Florida, and ongoing long-term recovery from previous disasters. Trump ordered a review to look into the agency's future.
I'll also be signing an executive order to begin the process of fundamentally reforming and overhauling FEMA, or maybe getting rid of FEMA. I think, frankly, FEMA is not good. I think we're going to recommend that FEMA go away. And we pay directly, we pay a percentage to the state.
Trump's attack on FEMA mirrors Project 2025, the right-wing manifesto, which calls for states and cities to bear even more of the burden and costs of disaster recovery. Disaster management experts warn that dissolving FEMA would itself be a disaster because states lack the capacity and personnel to pick up the slack, particularly during a disaster. That would also ultimately harm Trump supporters, who lack the resources to quickly rebuild without government assistance. At a time when climate-intensified extreme weather disasters are worsening and taking an increasingly heavy toll across the country.
He wants to privatize FEMA, doesn't he?
Yep. Trump also agreed with congressional Republicans' threats to withhold disaster aid from California to extort policy changes. Trump also, bizarrely, called for suspending laws governing removal of hazardous waste from areas destroyed in the Los Angeles fires, and he called for blocking updated flood standards in North Carolina. The Republican-controlled North Carolina legislature recently passed sweeping new restrictions on zoning that could bar cities from strengthening their flood standards in the wake of Hurricane Helene. In a flood of actions, the Trump administration over the weekend abruptly fired 17 independent inspectors general at government agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency, the Energy Department, Interior, and Agriculture, in a sweeping, unlawful move decapitating oversight of his administration. The Trump Justice Department halted all pending environmental cases. The EPA canceled programs that clean up heavily polluted Black and Latino communities and scrapped Biden-era standards that limit the amount of toxic PFAS chemicals that industries can release into the environment and drinking water. New York Times reports that Trump is stocking the EPA with officials who have served as lawyers and lobbyists for the oil and chemical industries.
Rather than scientists and, well, yeah, go ahead.
But there are some bright spots. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg has announced that for the second time, his nonprofit organization will cover the United States climate funding commitments at the United Nations after Trump withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement for the second time. And finally, a few weeks ago, New York City launched the nation's first congestion pricing toll, a $9 charge for vehicles to enter Lower Manhattan to reduce traffic congestion, pollution, and raise revenue for the city's subway system. New data confirms that since going into effect, congestion pricing has indeed relieved gridlock. And bonus, inside the congestion relief zone, there has been a 55% drop in car crashes over the same period last year and a 50% drop in injuries.
Nice. And a whole bunch more money for the subways.
Yep.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.